Dear Mayor Wilson, Councillors Bush, McKinnon, Carlucci, McKinnon, Price, and McKay. I'd like to start by thanking Council for its approach to COVID-19 and making masks mandatory early on. Dryden's been relatively safe throughout the pandemic, and there's no time like right now to recognize the health of our citizens is of utmost importance and even trumps business interests. The city is also looking at safe burning practices within city limits. Again, excellent news. It will bring more safety to our community. These issues bring me to the resubmission for a change in the current municipal bylaws to allow for a crematorium in North Dryden. This is a request by a business to change the current bylaws. The bylaws currently do not allow for an incinerator to burn human and animal remains in a residential area. This makes perfect sense. We are not asking to change the current bylaws. The applicant is asking to change the laws. I would respectfully suggest that it would be incumbent on the business owner to prove that this change to current bylaws would not put at risk the health or well-being of residents who, unlike the applicant, live in the area. Furthermore, it's up to the municipality to determine if it makes planning sense and if it would be acceptable to change the existing bylaws to allow for an incinerator for human and animal remains to be in a residential area. Emissions. The Canadian Interior Health Ministry Assistant Director has stated that, quote, from a public health perspective, we believe that crematoria and residential neighborhoods are conflicting land uses. This is from our federal government. The applicant's own application acknowledges that contaminants and toxins will be released from the crematorium. These include heavy metals, lead, cadmium, cobalt, barium, chromium, copper, antimony, selenium, and arsenic. Carcinogens and chemicals such as formaldehyde, dioxins, furans, PCDDs and PCDFs, and finally gases including carbon monoxide, hydrogen chloride, hydrogen fluoride, and sulfur dioxide. This is not the full list. The applicant's own report has 47 toxins as expected contaminants. In a residential area, these chemicals will settle into gardens and waterways and be breathed in. Since the last submission of this application, the Public Health Agency, as Phil mentions, of Canada through the National Collaborating Center for Environmental Health did a study on crematoria emissions and air quality impacts. In the 2020 study, it states that not only mercury discussed below, but also PCDDs, PCDFs, and fine particulate matter are, quote, known to be toxic to humans and can bioaccumulate in tissues. In other words, it just keeps accumulating in our bodies. The study states that the World Health Organization and the United States Environmental Protection Agency advise that this type of exposure should be limited, especially in the cases of, quote, babies, children, pregnant women, and the elderly. This does not include emissions caused by burning bodies that have foreign materials like breast implants, metal or knee and hip replacements, plates and screws, toxic or radioactive substances from devices, or cancer radiation treatments. Bodies could contain chemotherapy or other toxic prescription drugs or dangerous non-prescription drugs. And as noted in that same government study, plastics, polystyrene parts, insecticides, and preservatives can also come from the caskets or memorial items burned with the bodies. Moreover, particulate matter and ash is also linked to heart attacks, bronchitis, asthma, and respiratory conditions. Finally, colorless, odorless mercury is the most concerning. Mercury exposure comes from the burning of corpses with silver, amalgam, or mercury fillings that are still found in many mouths and in many practices is still used. This becomes a problem when the fillings are burned. Airborne mercury is a neurotoxin that crosses the brain barrier and poisons the brain, nervous system, kidneys, gastrointestinal system, lungs, muscle, liver, blood cell count, skin, eyes, fertility system, immune system, and cardiovascular system. Mercury is toxic and it does not break down in the environment. It just keeps adding up and adding up. So even if they're the limited amounts, it adds up every day, day after day after day. Continuous low doses are especially dangerous for babies and small children whose brains and nervous systems are still developing. Results of mercury poisoning in children can include decreased IQ, delays in walking and talking, lack of coordination, blindness, seizures, deafness, and death. It is even closer to this proposal is within 600 meters of, and the wind generally blows downward to, an elementary school, nursery school, daycare, municipal skate park, and soccer pitches. It's even closer to an active church with children's dance classes and other community groups. The effects of mercury poisoning presents itself like autism, Asperger's, Alzheimer's, dementia, or other autoimmune disorders. Dryden is unfortunately all too familiar with the cost of mercury poisoning, and the risk to children and residents is just too high. Phil's quote is definitely in this same study, and I'm going to read the next sentence to that quote. So it does say, no studies have been found to show causal links between crematoria emissions and adverse health effects. The next sentence says, the absence of emissions data for crematoria and ambient air quality monitoring in the vicinity of installations limits the ability to fully assess exposure and health impacts. So the fact that there aren't any studies and there isn't any data is actually the problem. Setbacks. The applicant's report says that there are clearly sensitive land uses within the class 2, 300 meter setback distance from the crematorium. The area of influence of 300 meters as set by the province from this proposed incinerator has a number of residential houses, even half that distance, and a marsh. A further residential development area, a waterway, and a nature trail practically abut and are well within the 70 meters of the proposed location. The application itself, if you flip to the map, shows the river going right through. So to say that there's no waterway makes no sense. You can look at the river in the application itself. If there are so many sensitive land uses within what the province has required a setback distance, this amendment should not even be considered. Like any business or homeowner who wants to approach the town to change a current bylaw to allow something that is not currently legitimized in that area, neighbors should be consulted. We have submitted over 400 signatures on a petition against the same application. We have submitted another 150 online signatures also appealing to our elected representatives not to change the current bylaw to allow for the incineration facility in our residential areas. I respectfully submit that the study done is largely not site-specific and can be reused with new circles drawn on a map in a different non-residential area where there are no sensitive land uses within the area of influence and a safe distance from schools, daycares, and homes of so many opposed. Limited studies and municipal authority. As noted, since the last submission of this exact application, the Public Health Agency of Canada, through the National Collaborating Centre for Environmental Health, fortunately, did a study on crematoria emissions and air quality impacts. It had many of the same conclusions regarding emissions, the potential health issues, as my previous submission to council. It listed the same toxins of concern. It listed the same potential problems that could cause the unintentional release of toxins. What is most critical is that it confirmed there are limited studies on health effects of crematoria on residential neighborhoods. It states that exposure by crematoria has not been widely studied. This is critical information. I suggested in our original delegation that there are no studies on long-term effects of health, and regulations on location and the rule for safe distances will inevitably change over time. And in that same study, they talk about other countries and the distances are 150, 500 meters from any house. I again ask, why should our children be a test market for health and safety? There is no margin for error and the risk is too big. What was also clear from the 2020 government study is that there's no standard requirement for setback from residential areas in US or Canada. They are regulated by the province and municipal authorities. These decisions are based on relevant planning and environmental considerations. The new study does state that currently in Ontario, the area of influence has been deemed to be 300 meters. So again, there should be no sensitive areas within that area, but moreover, it confirms the sitting of crematoria may be at the discretion of local authorities. In other words, the municipality can have the responsibility of deciding on that location. It's clear from the new government study on crematoria and their appropriate location that it is the job of local authorities to ensure that planning and zoning bylaws regulate the location of local crematoria. The government study states that although provincial government is mandated to oversee the protection of environment and public health, ongoing monitoring would not likely be deemed required. The study acknowledges that operator error, burning of large bodies, higher low temperatures causing incomplete combustion and or equipment failure can all result in an unintentional release of pollutants. I suggest that at our original delegation, the Ministry of Environment and Climate Change might visit the location in the case of an unintentional release of toxins, but in this location, that would be too late at that point. We have to rely on our municipal council and our planning department to determine that this is not the right location. And very quickly, I just wanted to say that when we're talking about the worst case scenario, the example that was provided in the study was a few bodies at 70 kilogram mass. That's only 154 pounds. So that is not a large body. And the problem is that fat burns fast. So burning 100 pounds of fat is equivalent to 17 gallons of kerosene. The secondary chamber of the incinerator is supposed to neutralize gases and emissions, but if there's an obese body in the unit at the end of the day when the oven's very hot, the emissions can escape. So for all of those reasons, and they were verified in that federal study, there could be emissions that are unexpected. The applicant's report. The applicant's report suggested that noise from the stack would be 88 to 108 decibels. 88 is equivalent to a power lawnmower and 108 compared to live rock music. The time noted, however, was 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. 7 days a week. I would suggest that's not reasonable for a residential area. There were also no reports on the effects of the economy or the value of homes in the area. I would suggest that the location of the crematorium in North Dryden would devalue homes in the resulting in lower taxes and an increase in taxes in the rest of the community to compensate. The taxes of the applicant will not go up much, since there will be just an addition to the existing building. There have been many people stating they will sell their homes or pull their children out of neighboring schools if this proceeds. This would absolutely drop the value of homes there. It would also be difficult to develop the city lots and the areas that were just deemed surplus land. That would increase Dryden's tax base. The change in the bylaw would not only be detrimental for health, but it would not be good economically for North Dryden or the city as a whole. The report provided by the applicant was very clearly not an independent report, and the author Cambium states it was drafted for the purpose of supporting the application. It's not an independently researched study. This one is different. It did not appear that they came to the location by the waterways and the neighboring properties and take the information themselves. They state they didn't gather, review, or analyze the accuracy of the information. It was based on what was provided, and they limit their work only to what they were asked to do. In summary, I would suggest that the bylaws should remain as they are. The 2020 federal government study done between the last time we met over this issue and now acknowledged the harmful emissions and concluded that there are limited studies on the health effects of crematoria in a residential area. In this situation, especially within what the province of Ontario has determined an area of influence, the applicant cannot prove that this change in the current laws would be safe for the residents of Dryden. Therefore, on a risk-benefit basis, this will benefit one or two individuals at the expense of the health of hundreds or even thousands over time. The study was also clear that it is up to local authorities. I am confident in our council. I know this council is putting health and well-being of citizens first right now, as it should. And I trust that you will continue to do what's necessary to protect our community, our children, our seniors, and our health, and not change the current bylaw. And again, we are not against the business, we're against the location.